This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why your spine is your body's critical nerve highway, understanding spinal function and health. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Educational overview. Your spine is far more than a structural support system. It functions as your body's central wiring harness, transmitting critical nerve signals from your brain to every organ, muscle, and sensory receptor throughout your body. Understanding this anatomical reality is essential for recognizing how spinal health directly affects seemingly unrelated symptoms across multiple body systems. Key takeaways: the spine houses 31 pairs of spinal nerves that branch outward to control specific regions of the body, from head to pelvis. Nerve compression or irritation at any spinal level can produce pain, tingling, or dysfunction, far from the actual source of compression. Posture, core strength, stress, and physical activity directly influence spinal nerve function and overall body communication. Protecting spinal health requires attention to ergonomics, movement patterns, and stress management, alongside traditional treatment. 31 pairs of spinal nerves branch from the spine to control distinct regions of the body, from cervical, neck, to sacral, pelvis. Levels: how spinal nerve levels affect different body regions. Each segment of the spine controls specific organs, muscles, and sensations. Cervical, C1, C8, head, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, diaphragm. Thoracic, T112, upper back, chest, mid-back organs, digestion. Lumbar, L1, L5, lower back, legs, feet, hip function. Sacral, S5, pelvic organs, bowel, bladder, reproductive function. Source, anatomical reference, Georgian Medical Journal News. The spine is your body's central communication network. Medical anatomy textbooks, including foundational texts used in medical education across clinical training programs, describe the spine as comprising 33 vertebrae organized into 5 regions: cervical 7, thoracic 12, lumbar 5, sacral 5 fused, and coccygeal 4 fused. Each vertebral level gives rise to paired spinal nerves that exit through small openings called foramina and branch outward to innervate specific tissues. This segmental organization means that a compression or irritation at the C5 vertebral level, for example, will typically affect structures innervated by the C5 nerve root, including parts of the shoulder, arm, and hand, rather than random distant structures. The clinical significance of this anatomy became apparent in the late 19th and 20th centuries as neurologists developed dermatome and myotome maps, skin and muscle regions served by each nerve root. These maps remain foundational tools in physical examination, allowing clinicians to localize nerve involvement by identifying which body regions show weakness, sensory loss, or pain patterns. Nerve compression at different spinal levels produces highly predictable symptom patterns. Cervical compression affects the upper extremities and diaphragm. Thoracic compression can influence organ function. Lumbar compression typically affects the lower extremities and gait, and sacral compression compromises pelvic organ control. Anatomical principle established in standard neurology and orthopedic practice. How common lifestyle factors compromise spinal nerve function. Poor postural habits, sedentary behavior, weak core muscles, and chronic stress all interact to compromise spinal nerve integrity through multiple mechanisms. Prolonged forward head posture, common in desk workers, increases compressive forces on cervical nerve roots and can trigger headaches, neck pain, or tingling in the hands, symptoms that patients often attribute to other causes. Weak abdominal and gluteal muscles shift load-bearing responsibility disproportionately to the lumbar spine's passive structures, discs, and ligaments, accelerating degeneration and nerve irritation. Chronic stress activates the sympathetic nervous system, causing muscles surrounding the spine to remain in sustained contraction. Over months, this tension can compress adjacent nerves, alter blood flow to spinal tissues, and perpetuate pain cycles. Physical inactivity reduces nutrient diffusion into intervertebral discs, which lack direct blood supply, and weakens the muscular stabilizers that protect nerve roots from compression. Clinical updates on movement-based rehabilitation increasingly emphasize that restoring dynamic spinal stability through targeted exercise addressing specific weak muscle groups reduces nerve irritation more effectively than passive interventions alone. When nerve irritation produces distant symptoms, one of the most clinically important and often misunderstood phenomena is referred pain. Pain felt in a body region distant from the actual site of nerve irritation. A patient with a herniated disc at L4, L5 might experience burning pain running down the lateral leg and into the foot, sciatica, even though the problem is in the lower back. A cervical nerve root compression can produce shoulder blade pain or weakness in grip strength. This principle explains why patients sometimes receive unnecessary imaging or treatment targeting the symptom location rather than the underlying nerve compression. Research in pain neuroscience shows that when a nerve root is compressed or irritated, it not only sends pain signals to the brain, but also impairs the two-way communication between that nerve and the structures it controls. Muscles served by an irritated nerve may weaken or develop abnormal firing patterns. Organs innervated by compressed sacral or thoracic nerves may show altered function, constipation, urinary dysfunction, or digestive changes without any obvious spinal complaint. Protecting your spine, a multi-system approach. Because the spine serves as the hub of your nervous system, protecting it requires attention to multiple factors simultaneously. Ergonomic workspace design, regular movement breaks, core and postural muscle strengthening, and stress management are not optional accessories. They are foundational to nervous system health. Clinical guidance for spinal health emphasizes that symptoms like headaches, digestive irregularities, or unexplained weakness often improve when underlying spinal nerve compromise is identified and addressed, rather than when the symptomatic region alone is treated. For anyone experiencing pain that seems disproportionate to visible injury, or symptoms that don't fit conventional diagnostic categories, spinal nerve involvement should be considered. A thorough neurological examination, including assessment of strength, reflexes, and sensory function in patterns corresponding to specific nerve roots, can often identify the true source of symptoms and guide appropriate treatment. What this means for patients: if you experience pain, tingling, weakness, or unexplained organ dysfunction, consider that a spinal nerve may be involved even if your symptoms seem distant from your spine. Seek evaluation that includes neurological testing, not just imaging. Work on posture, core strength, and stress management as preventive measures. For clinicians, approach patients with referred pain or multi-system symptoms with a spinal neurological lens. Localize nerve involvement using dermatome and myotome assessment before assuming pathology at the symptom site. Incorporate postural and movement assessment into routine physical examination. For policymakers, integrate spinal health and ergonomics education into workplace safety standards, schools, and public health messaging. Support research into prevention-focused approaches to spine-related disability, which remains a leading cause of work absence and healthcare utilization globally. Frequently asked questions: can a misaligned vertebra really affect distant parts of my body? Yes, a vertebra that is subluxated, partially displaced, or a disc herniation can compress the spinal nerve exiting at that level, disrupting nerve signals to tissues far from the spine. However, misalignment alone without nerve compression typically produces local pain rather than distant symptoms. Imaging, MRI or CT, combined with neurological examination, can clarify whether nerve involvement is present. How do I know if my headaches or digestive problems are related to my spine? If your symptoms correspond to a nerve distribution pattern, e.g., one-sided headache with neck tension, digestive upset with mid-back pain, spinal involvement is plausible. A clinician can perform neurological testing to assess whether specific nerve roots show signs of irritation. Imaging may help identify structural compression, but normal imaging doesn't exclude functional nerve irritation. What's the most effective way to protect my spine? Combine ergonomic positioning, desk height, monitor placement, chair support, regular movement breaks every 30 minutes, targeted core and postural muscle strengthening, adequate sleep, and stress management. These factors together create an environment where spinal tissues and nerves function optimally. If pain develops, early intervention, addressing the underlying mechanical or nerve-based cause, prevents chronic disability. Understanding your spine as your body's central communication network, rather than merely a structural scaffold, changes how you approach spinal health and how you interpret seemingly unrelated symptoms. Protecting your nervous system through attention to posture, movement, strength, and stress management is one of the most direct investments you can make in whole body health and resilience across your lifespan. Source: original educational content on spinal nerve anatomy and function.